Okay, hope everyone can hear me. Apologize for the different location. okay, we're going to start Hilchos Megillah VeChanukah. And there are four prakim here. The first two are on Hilchos Megillah, having to do with Purim. And the last two are in Chanukah, although one of the two prakim mainly deals with Hallel. So those are going to be the subject matters we're going to cover. So let's start off with the Koseres. Now, of course, the Rambam does have a Koseres here, but there are no positive Torah commandments. So what he lists is, he says, Yesh b'chol an shtei mitzvos aseh medivrei sofrim. There are two positive commandments that are derabanan, b'nam in a minyan. And of course, they're not included in the total count of the mitzvos of deraisa. Okay, and he's going to explain, uvir shtei mitzvos elu b'prakim elu. Okay. So Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says, Kriyas Megillah Bizmana Mitzvas Aseh Medivrei Sofrim. All right, so to read the Megillah in the appropriate time is a positive derabanan. V'advarim Yiduim Shehi Takanas Nevi'im. And as we know, it is something that was instituted by the Nevi'im. That's an allusion also to Mordechai being a Navi. The idea is that it has a source, let's say a divine a nod of approval. V'akol Chayavim B'Kriyasa Anashim, v'nashim, v'gerim, v'vadim, v'shucharim. So everyone's chayiv in the mitzvah, as we know. M'chan chanes haktanim l'krosa, and we teach kids to make sure they know how to read it. V'afil l'kohanim b'avod asan, right, which is an important idea. Even if the kohanim are in the middle of their avoda in the mikdash, which means they're involved in d'araisa, mevatlin avod asan, they would stop their avoda, u'bo'in l'shmo'a mirka megillah. So the strength of this derabanan is, it's pretty powerful, because to the point where if you're engaged in avoda in the mikdash, you stop in order to hear the Megillah. V'chein mevatlin Talmud Torah, l'shmo'a mirka Megillah. Okay, and as we know, you also stop learning in order to hear the Megillah. So he said, v'chein mevatlin Talmud Torah, l'shmo'a mirka Megillah, kal v'chomer l'shar mitzvah shel Torah. Right, shekula nidachem v'nei mirka Megillah. Okay, every mitzvah is pushed off in order to read Megillah, except for one. V'en v'char davar shenidcha mirka Megillah, mipanav chutz, Mimes mitzvah. So the only mitzvah that exists that a person cannot set aside for Mikra Megillah is if you came across a corpse that needed to be buried. Shein lo kovrin. Shapogeabo kovro tchilav archa kore. So if I came across a dead body that had not, a dead Jewish body that had not been buried, so then I must bury it first and then read Megillah. But overall, the point is that that the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, even though it's a Darabanan, is a very, very powerful mitzvah. Halacha Beis, Echad HaKorev, Echad HaShomea Min HaKorev, Yatzdei Chavaso. Right, so as we also know, it doesn't matter whether you read it or whether you hear it from the reader, you fulfill your obligation either way. V'hu, sheyishma mishuhu chayav b'kriyasa. That's always a little bit of a contentious issue, but basically, you need to be able to hear it. In order to fulfill your obligation, you have to hear it from somebody who themselves is obligated in reading. So therefore, l'fika achimaya kore katan oshote, hashemim en oliyatsa. So therefore, if the reader was, for example, someone under the age of bar mitzvah, so listening from that person, you would not fulfill your obligation. Of course, that excludes women, meaning that, technically speaking, and the Rambam doesn't allude otherwise, at this point, you would argue that a woman can fulfill a man's obligation of Kriyas Megillah. Okay, halacha gimel. Now, mitzvah likros es kula. So first, you must read the entire Megillah. O mitzvah likrosa b'layla v'yom. And as we know, what's interesting about Mikra Megillah is that you read it both at night and during the day. The chol halayla kasha the kriyas halayla, right? So you can read the Megillah all night. The chol yom kasha the kriyas yom. And you have all day to fulfill the daytime Megillah. So again, from a nighttime perspective, theoretically, for example, let's say you waited until a half hour before Alos to fulfill your night obligation, and then you waited after Hanetz to fulfill your day obligation, that would be perfectly fine, even though those two Kriyas are very close together. Now, we know the Brachos, and Mevarach Kodem Kriyasa, Belayla, so at night, you make the following Brachos, Shlosh Brachos, you make three Brachos, Ve'elohen, so you have Amikra Megillah, we have Sha'asa Nisim, and then finally Shechianu. Over Yom, during the day, Eino Chozim Varach Shechianu. Now, I know Ashkenazim are flipping out, but it's pretty clear, it's more of a chiddush of why you would say Shechianu. That's why some say you're supposed to have in mind the mitzvahs of the Yom. But the Rambam Paskin, you don't say Shechianu during Kriya of the day. Now, it's also interesting, because this bracha is in the Gemara. So when the Rambam says Makom Shenagu, he doesn't really mean it was a minog. It is in the Gemara, but the girsa, the text, was up for debate. So he brings in this text, which is the bracha you make after the Kriya Megillah, Hakel Rav Sivenu, etc. And it ends up by saying, Baruch Hashem, Hakel Nifra Lamo Yisrael, Mikol Tzurhem, Hakel HaMoshiach. So that's a bracha you make after you finish Megillah. Okay, halacha dalet, ezehu zman kriyasa. Okay, so another thing that makes Megillah very interesting is that even though we know the primary time to read it are the 14th and the 15th, it turns out that there were many different other times you could read Megillah Esther. So what would those times include? Okay, so zmanim harbet tiknulah chachamim. There were many different times the chachamim were misakin to fulfill your obligation of Megillah. Shenemar bizmanehem. Okay, so bizmanehem means in their times. So what are examples? Elohein zmane kriyasa. These are the times, these are the days that you could read the Megillah and be yotzei yochiyah. Kol medina shehaisem mukefes choma bimei Yoshua ben Nun. Bein ba'aretz bein chutz la'aretz. Okay, so any city that was walled during the times of Yoshua ben Nun, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or whether it's outside Eretz Yisrael, afa pishin la'achshav chomas, even if now it's unwalled, b'chamishasar ba'adar, right, on the 15th of Adar, right, umudinazu hi hanikres krach. Okay, so first, the first halach is you read Megillah in a walled city on the 15th, and the name of that kind of city is a krach, which is from the Gemara. The whole Medina Shalom Haisam Ukavas Choma Moshe Yoshua, but any city that wasn't walled from the times of Yoshua ben Nun, the Afa Pi Shehim Ukavas Ata, even if it's walled now, Karn Bar Basar, right? They read in the 14th, Medina Zuhi Anikris Ir, and that's what's considered to be an ear. So we basically have an ear and a krach. An ear is an unwalled city, and the Mukafin is a krach. That's the walled city from the times of Yoshua ben Nun. Okay, Lachahe. Now, of course, is Shushan. Shushan abira afa pish lo haisa mukefes choma mimei Yoshua ben Nun. When it comes to Shushan, even though Shushan was not walled in the times of Yoshua ben Nun, korin b'chamishasar, you read it on the 15th of Adar. Why? Shabah hayahanes. So there's an special exception, although some would argue that Shushan is the source for reading it on the 15th, and that was extended to the walled cities. But anyway, you read it on the 15th in Shushan because that is where the Nes took place. Shenemar v'noach b'chamisha asar bo. V'loma talu adavar me Yoshua. Now, why do they choose? There's a machlokas in the Gemara about when exactly the walled cities we're talking about were built. So why do we say it's during the times of Yoshua? K'dei lach lo kavod Eretz Yisrael. Right? To give honor to Eretz Yisrael, shehaisa chareva b'oso azman. Because it was destroyed. It was in a state of destitution during the times of Megillas Esther. The times of Purim. You should know there's a machlokas we've shown them whether that was true or not. But the Rambam held that Eretz Yisrael was in a desolate at that time. So to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael, the idea of these cities that were mukaf in the time of Yoshua ben Nun become a reality. K'day shiyu korin kivnei Shushan, right? So they would read in Eretz Yisrael in these cities, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but anyway, they would read in these walled cities just like Shushan. V'yachshvu k'ilohen krachin ha-mukaf m'choma af b'yishahen ata chareven. So, and they would feel like, they would think of themselves as being walled cities, even though they're not in a state, they're not walled cities. Hold ayu mukafim me Yoshua, since they were walled in the times of Yoshua, via zikaron l'Eretz Yisrael b'nei zeh. And then this way it'll be remembered in Eretz Yisrael as a miraculous time. So that's the reason why they chose the zman of Yoshua ben Nun. Okay, halacha vav. Now, b'nei akfarim she'inam miskapsim bate knesios ela b'sheni b'chamishi. So let's say you live in a village. And it was normal, the villages were far away from the urban areas, so what would happen is that people would only come to shul on Mondays and Thursdays. Ela b'sheni v'chamishi. So what do? Tiknu lahem shayu makdimim v'korim yom haknisa. So the Chachamim came up with a very interesting idea, which is that you can read the Megillah as early as the yom haknisa prior to the 14th of Adar. So for example, Ketzad. Im chal yom arba'asar lios b'sheni v'chamishi. So let's say the 14th of Adar came out on a Monday or Thursday, Karim Boba Yom. So you read it on that day. If it came out on any other day other than Monday or Thursday, so you read the Monday prior to the 14th. So if the 14th came out on a Wednesday, so you could read Megillas Esther on Monday, because that's the day they're going to be found in Shul. Halacha Zion, Ketzah. Chal, and he's going to, obviously, as the Rambam always does, he's going to give you the case. Ketzad chalar ba'asra liyos be'echa b'shabes. So let's say the 14th came out on Sunday. Makdimin v'korin b'chamishi. So then when they would read Megillas Esther for the village people on Thursday, the Thursday prior, shehu yom achadasar, that's the 11th of the month. Chal liyos b'shlishi, if it came out on Tuesday, Korn b'sheni shu yom shloshasar. Okay, chalios b'rvi korn b'sheni shu yom shneosar. The whole elu shemakdimim v'korn kodem arbaasar ain korn osav v'pachos meosar. Now, in all these situations where you're going to go ahead and read earlier than the 14th, you can only read it with a minyan. And that has to do with a specific idea. There's the reason why this matir to read it early exists is because there is an idea presumenisa of publicizing the miracle through the kriya, and there's a kiyum of that being taken place in a tzibor. So you want to have a tzibor present in order to be able to take advantage of this this leniency. So lachachas kfar she'in nechnasim bo b'sheni v'chamishi. Now let's say there is a village where they don't gather together to go to shul on Mondays and Thursdays. Ein korn osar b'asar. Then they can only rely on the 14th to read in that village. V'ir she'in ba'asar batlanin kvumim be'kneses tzarachei tzibor. So now let's say you have a city. Let's say in that city you don't have 10 people who basically, the Asar Batlanin, I don't want to call it Kola, but they're like 10 guys who basically, whose occupation would be to be in shul. You don't have that, right? Harehi Kikfar, that's considered like a village. Umakdim and Vakaram Yom Knisa. And then they can rely on reading earlier, which, to the, earlier before the 14th of Adar. Vim Ein Ba'ir Asar Bani Adam, right? But let's say there are not 10 men in that city. Takonaso, Kilkalasa, which means its cure, its solution is due to its like very difficult situation. So then they default into becoming like a having like a big city, and they can only read on the 14th. So if they have less than 10 men, they have to, the only day they can read is going to be on the 14th. The Rambam qualifies as a bit in Alachates. So this whole idea of Yom Knisa only applies when Bnei Israel has sovereignty. If we take Malchus literally, it means that we've instituted the halachic system of Malchus, but the point is when we have sovereignty. But today we don't read it. So as we know, we don't rely on Yom Knisa anymore. Rather, we read it on the 14th. So only the 14th and 15th are the days where we read Megillas Esther. B'nei Kfar and B'nei Yaros, Korn B'Arbaasar, people who live in the villages or the cities would read on the 14th. And then B'nei Krachin, if you live in a walled city from the time of Yeshua Benun, you would read on the 15th. Yeah, go ahead, Ron. Okay, Halacha Yud. Now, this is the other famous case of one of the probably the toughest sugya in Megillah, which is the whole question of if you live in one type of city and you go to the other type of city. So, like, for instance, if you live in an unwalled city and you go to a walled city, if you live in a walled city and go to an unwalled city, what minhag do you follow? So the Rambam says, Ben Yir Shalach L'Krach. So if you're an unwalled city person who goes to a walled city, or Ben Krach Shalach L'Ir, or a walled city person who goes to an unwalled city, Im Haisa Daito Lachzor L'Mkomo, Bizman Kriya. If your intention was to return back to your home, okay, during the time of Kriyas Megillah, Vinis Ake, but you were unable to, you were prevented from being able to leave for whatever reason why, Velo Chazar, you didn't go back, Korakim Kamo, then you read like the Makam that you're in. Vim Lo Haya B'daito Lachzor Ela Acharzman, excuse me, Kim Kamo meaning where you're from. Vim Lo Haya B'daito Lachzor Ela Acharzman Akriya, and if your intention was not to return until after Kriyas Megillah, the Zman for Kriya is over, Koriman Shem Makam Shusham, then you read like the people where you're at. So it's all a question of, if there's two variables, there's Daito Lachzor and the Zman, right? And Daito Lachzor and the Zman. Those are the two primary variables to determine whether you read like the Malkam you're in or not. The Krach, the Kol Samachlo, right? So the walled city and the area immediately surrounding it, the Kol Hanira Imo, okay, and any walled city that's seen from it, Ime Benam Yesra Alpayim Amma, if there is, which is very interesting, if there's not more than 2,000 Amos, we recall that from our tchum, right? If it's less than 2,000 amos between the city and the place next to it, arizei kikrach v'korin b'chamishasar. So you can actually, what do you call it? Mitzarif, right? Houses that are outside the actual walled city to become part of the walled city itself, even though they're not technically within the walls, they're considered to be part of the walled city municipality, for lack of a better term. I think that's the easiest way to put it. Okay, alach yad aleph. Irsha he suffik, okay, which is actually very important for today. If you have a city that's in doubt, Venya dua im haisa mukafes chom of Moshe Yeshua benun or acharken, and you're not sure when, if it was walled from the times of Yeshua or not, korin b'shnei yamim, shein arbaasar v'chamishasar uvilei lehem. So you'd actually read Megillah on both days. So that psak actually exists today in Eretz Yisrael. Certainly, according to Chacham Avadia and others, there are cities in Eretz Yisrael where they're in a state of suffik about their status being mukaf, and therefore they're supposed to read Megillah on both days. Holav Huzman Kriyas L'Rov Olam. But the lach is that in this year of Suffolk, you make the bracha only on the 14th, all right? Because that's the minug of most of the world, okay? Halach Yud Beis, Karas and Megillah Ba'adar Rishon. So let's say you have, it's about to become a leap year. Let's say you read Megillah in Adar, which comes out to be Adar Rishon, Akach Ibru Beis in Nes Hashanah, and then they go ahead and make a leap year. Now you're in Adar Rishon, okay? But you read Megillah already. Chozim Mekar Masab Adar Sheni Bizmana. Then the first Adar is not the right correct Adar from Megillah, so you have to read it again in Adar Sheni. Okay, Halach Yud Gimel. Ein Koron Es Megillah B'Shabbos. Okay, this is another famous halacha. You're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Zera Shemit Lena B'Yadav V'Yelech Eitzel Mishu Baki L'Krosa V'Avirena Arba Amos B'Rishos Rabin. We've seen this by other cases. The Rabbanon come along and say it's Aser to go ahead and read Megillah on Shabbos because they're afraid you're going to carry it. You're going to be over the Isser of Hotzah of walking 4 Amos in Rishos Rabin because you're going to go to someone who's an expert reading it, etc. Shakol Chayam Mekriyasa, because everyone is chayav to read the Megillah, v'ein hakol b'kiyum Mekriyasa, but not everyone is an expert. Everyone knows how to read it. The Vikach Imchal Zman Kriyasa b'Shabbos. So therefore, if Purim comes out on Shabbos, Magdimin v'Koronosa Kodem Shabbos, then you would read it prior to Shabbos. V'Sholam V'Dorshim Hilchos Purim B'Osa Shabbos Kli L'Haskir Shu Purim. Interesting. So on that Shabbos, if Purim comes out on Shabbos, you are at least supposed to go over Hilchos Purim, so you recognize that Purim exists. Even though it's Shabbos, you would learn halachas of Purim. So how does this work? Ketzad. Yom are, and halach yadal. Ketzad, yom are ba'asar shechalios b'Shabbos. So if the 14th of Adar comes out of Shabbos, b'nei ayaros makdimin v'korin b'erev Shabbos. So the people live in the unwalled cities will read Megillah earlier. They'll read it on Friday, which will be the 13th of Adar. Uvenei krochim korin b'zmana b'echa b'Shabbos. And the people living in the walled cities can read on the 15th because that's when they would normally read. Chal Yom Chamisha Shalios B'Shabbos. Now the 15th comes out on Shabbos, which is when the walled city people read. B'nei Krachim Makdimim Mekorim B'Erev Shabbos. So they would read on Erev Shabbos. Yom Ar Ba'asar. Uvnei Yaros Korim Bo Ba'yom. Shuzmanam. B'nim Su'a Kol Korim Bar Ba'asar. So you have this one chance, this one opportunity, one example, or one situation that can exist, where everybody, the whole world, reads Megillah on the same day, and that's where the 15th of Adar comes out on the Shabbos. Then both the walled city people and the unwalled city people would read on Friday. Okay, so do a little more. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Now comes halachas that have to do with the actual Megillah itself, both reading and the chefs of the Megillah, and that's what the Rambam's going to go through here. So, Akoras and Megillah, Mafreya, Lo Yatza. So if I read the Megillah out of order, I have not fulfilled my obligation. Kara v'shachach pasuk echa. Let's say I forgot. Let's say I read and I forgot to read a pasuk. V'kar pasuk sheni lo, right? V'chazav v'kar pasuk sheshachach. V'chazav v'kar pasuk shlishi. So what did I do? I was reading. I skipped over a pasuk. So now I'm at my second pasuk. Then I went back and read the pasuk I forgot. And then I picked up again from the third pasuk. That's bad, right? Lo yatzai meshakar pasuk echal mafreya. Because I read one pasuk out of order. And that has to do with the idea of the Megillah being a story. And you can't read the story out of order. Ela Ketzad Oseh, so what should you do? Maskelim B'Pasuk Sheni Shachach V'Kor El Seder. So you go back to the Pasuk you forgot, and then start from there, and then read the second Pasuk after that. Halacha Beis, now, Matzah Sibor Shekaru Chetzia. So let's say you came late to Shul on Purim, and the Tzibor had already finished half of the Megillah. Lo Yomar Ekra Chetzia Achron Imat Tzibor. The Achzor of Ekra Chetzia Rishon Shekor the Mafreya. So I can't say that I'm going to read the second half with the Tzibor and then go back and read the first half later on, because that's Kor L'Mafreya. Ela Kor Mitchila V'Ad Sof Al Seder. Rather, you have to read it in order from beginning to end. Now, Kora V'Shoha Me'at, okay, V'Chaza V'Kara. Now, let's say a person reads a little bit and stops and then goes back and continues reading.